The Div to Add pop-up has the Type to Search feature enabled so that you can simply begin typing the name of the chart area that you are looking for, and the pop-up will automatically narrow the search results to that specific div. The Div to Add pop-up has the Type to Search feature enabled so that you can simply begin typing the name of the chart area you are looking for, and the pop-up will automatically narrow the search result, and the pop-up will automatically narrow the search results to that specific div. One of the specialized divs that can now be added to the patient's chart is the disease management area. This div will alert you to DM formulas and allow you to access your pre-configured care suggestions. And clinical decision support. Please note that a warning pop-up will appear when adding the disease management div. Please note that a warning pop-up will appear when adding the disease management div. Please note that a warning pop-up will appear when adding the disease management div and will state that some configurations may notice slower load times when using this feature. You will notice a suggestion stating that setting up DM caching may improve load times, which can be done from the Chart Options button on the button line at the top of the patient's chart. You will notice a suggestion stating that setting up DM caching may improve load times. You will notice a suggestion stating that setting up DM caching may improve load times, which can be done from the Chart Options button on the button line at the top of the patient's chart. Back in the patient's chart, the button line includes additional components that will allow you to create new items, access additional patient information, and modify the patient chart alerts. The Chart Areas button gives you the ability to access patient information that is not already available in the chart divs. In this pop-up, you can use the Type to Search feature to narrow the selection results to the exact chart area you are looking for. The hammer and wrench icon at the top of the pop-up menu allows you to reorganize the listing with the chart areas that you use most frequently. When the chart areas selection screen is accessed, you can select any of the chart areas in the When the chart areas selection screen is accessed, you can select any of the chart areas in the available field and add them to the field on the right. The chart areas that are placed in this field will be easily accessible. Display at the top of the Chart Areas pop-up menu. The chart areas that are placed in this field will be easily accessible and display at the top of the chart areas pop-up menu. The chart options button contains features that allow you to further customize your chart display. At the top of the chart options menu, the Show New Items in Bold feature will allow you to set the amount of time that new items in the chart will display in bold. This will help you to identify items that have been This will help you to identify items that have recently been added to a patient's chart. There is also an option to highlight items that are relevant or due on the current day. When this option is selected, any items that are significant to the current day's date will be highlighted in yellow. The chart options menu is also where you can turn on disease management caching. If you are using the disease management div, Medent recommends that you access the disease. Medent recommends that you access the DM caching chart option, and when the pop-up appears, you should click the Use Caching checkbox to improve loading time. The simplest way to adjust a tab individually is to use the specific tab setup button. You can adjust the tab's layout just as you would from the tab setup screen. Using the individual chart areas setup features or with the button line at the top of the screen. If you have customized your chart areas button on the button line at the top of the chart, you may also want to add the chart areas div directly onto the chart itself. Select the chart areas option on the div to add pop-up, and after you have selected a column for the new div, you will notice that you will now have one-click access to the chart areas that are most important for your user. Select the chart areas option on the div to add pop-up, and after you have selected a column for the new div, you will notice that you will now have one-click access to the chart areas that are most important for your user. This feature is available for many of the other chart areas as well, and it allows you to set a maximum amount of items on the display chart. In this chart area, if the Show All Active option is selected at the top of the pull down, all of the medications that the patient is currently taking will display. In this chart area, if the Show All Active option is selected at the top of the pull-down, all of the medications that the patient is currently taking will display.
Rearrange.
Finally, the disease management and to-do chart areas will display a red alert symbol for any item that is past due, and an orange alert icon will display for any items that are approaching due. Finally, the disease management and to-do chart areas will display a red alert symbol for any item that is past due, and an orange alert icon will display for any items that are approaching due. Finally, the disease management and to-do chart areas will display a red alert symbol for any item that is past due, and an orange alert icon will display for any items that are approaching due. If your user is set up to modify other users' patient charts, these can be configured through the medical records area of MedEN. If your user is set up to modify other users' patient charts, if your user is set up to modify other users' patient charts, these can be configured through the medical records area of MedEN. These can be configured through the medical records area of MedEN.